From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Today I'm going to talk to you about Judgment Day, honestly. We're coming towards the end of the Sermon on the Mount, and today we are focusing on Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through to 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. May God bless the reading of his word to our hearts. As Jesus Christ nears the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount, the challenges and exhortations become more pertinent, more thought-provoking, and certainly more severe. In verses 13 to 14 of Matthew 7, he challenges his listeners to question which path they are on. Are they on the broad way or the narrow way? In verses 15 through to 19, he urges his congregation not to place themselves under false prophets who never preach about the broad and the narrow way. Now he comes to a subject which false prophets never speak about, the Judgment Day. These words contain the strongest challenge of all. There is no subject more sobering in the Bible than the Day of Judgment. We will all be summoned to stand before Christ. How awesome it must have been to have heard Christ prophetically describe this terrible event which will wind up all history as we know it. The man Jesus momentarily throws off the simple robe of humanity and reveals himself in the most fearful manner possible. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. What I consider to be the most fearful aspect of this revelation of the Judgment Day, however, are the people to whom these words are addressed. Sometimes we consider the Day of Judgment as the moment when all injustices will be corrected, when those people who have committed terrible, cruel and evil deeds will be dealt with by God. This certainly is true, and it is a comfort to know that the murderers and the abusers will be sentenced at the last great day. But this is not the Lord's purpose. He is addressing a people who are respectable, who are moral, who are upright. You are deeply religious. Using today's terminology, he is addressing a church-going people, a scripture-reading people, a hymn-singing people. He is addressing a people who claim to be Christian. And what he is teaching is this. There are some who sit in churches, who may even claim to have a profession of faith, who claim to be Christians, who may claim to be born again, who come to the Judgment Day, and who will hear these awful words, Depart from me. I never knew you. And it is for this reason I am calling this study Judgment Day, Honesty. You see, what the Lord is asking us all to do now is to examine our hearts in the light of the Judgment Day. The Scriptures constantly teach us that we need to be a self-examining people. In 1 Corinthians 11:28, we are told never to partake of the Lord's Supper until we examine ourselves. And in 2 Corinthians 13 and 5, Paul said, Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Self-examination is important. So have we the courage today to look into our own hearts as God would see our hearts, to ask ourselves questions, because one day, if we are without Christ and if we are without faith, he will ask questions of us. Judgment Day, Honesty. Here in this passage we see a people who come to the Judgment Day and they have a theology, but they do not have a testimony. These people come with the correct terminology. They call Jesus Christ Lord. They come to the great judge on the Judgment Day and they say, Lord, Lord, But despite this, he looks at these people and he says, depart from me. They have the right words, but yet they do not know Jesus as their Savior. They have never given their lives to him. They do not have a testimony. It is not enough to believe that there is a God. The devil believes that there is a God. James says, the devils also believe and tremble. It is not enough to say there is a God. You need to know this God. During the early days of the New Testament church, the apostles came into contact with a man called Simon in Acts chapter 8 in the city of Samaria. He believed. He was baptized. And he seemed to be a great convert because at one time he was a sorcerer, a worker for the devil. And now this man was a Christian. But he was only a Christian for his own purposes and for his own evil ends. He saw the power that the apostles had. He wanted this power. And so he offered them money for the power of the Holy Ghost. And whenever he did this, Simon Peter, he had the discernment to see exactly what Simon was all about. And he said to him, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. You're not right before God. You may claim to be a Christian, but you're not right. You may seem to have the right theology, but you do not have a testimony. You see, the Bible says, by their fruits ye shall know them. And by our lifestyle, and by our actions, and by our words, we reveal what we really are. Our heart becomes revealed. But ultimately, all will be revealed in the day of judgment. Jesus Christ will find us out, and he will perceive exactly who we are and what we are. And so it is important that we have a testimony as well as a sound theology, that we have a living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, because if we haven't, there will be no hope for us in that day. But these people who come to the Lord in the judgment day, whom the Lord sends away, have words without a relationship. They come with the words, Lord, Lord. They talk a good game, as we would say, yet they are only words. A dead religion might know all the theory. A dead religion has doctrine, can discuss, can debate, but it is bereft of a living experience with Jesus Christ. Thomas Chalmers was one such example. He was ordained in 1803, and yet he was unconverted. He was a minister within the Church of Scotland, but he had more interest pursuing an academic career in mathematics. He would go away all week from his parish to the great University of St. Andrews, and there he would lecture, and he would return only for the weekends to minister to his flock. In later life, Thomas Chalmers would say he had neglected the two greatest measurements in those years, the littleness of time and the greatness of eternity. He knew all about algebra and he knew all about distances and equations, but he knew nothing of how brief time is and how long eternity is. He didn't see it. He was ordained to the ministry. He had plenty of religious words. He had no experience. In 1806, his brother George passed away. He was comforted by the reading of John Newton's sermons, a book which at one time Chalmers had denounced. He did not like evangelical preachers. In 1808, his sister Barbara died, and she died with faith. She died trusting Christ, but he knew he did not have what she had. There was a growing emptiness in his life. In 1810, he became very sick. He was forced out of work for 6 months, and during those times he really did examine his heart and examine his life, and he discovered something, that he was living without God. The thought appalled him, and he came to trust Jesus Christ as Saviour, became one of the greatest evangelical preachers in Scotland in the 19th century. But it was a long way of self-examination before he discovered himself for what he really was, a sinner in the sight of God. But isn't it good that he did that before the judgment day? And that certainly teaches us that a man may stand in the pulpit and he may guide others and yet be blind himself. To go from the pulpit to hell, That's a shocking prospect. John Wesley was another example. He was sincere. He was zealous. He was the leader of this group known as the Holy Club. He went to Georgia, to the one of the new colonies in America, as a missionary. But he was a failure. He later said, "I went to America to convert the Indians. But who will convert me? Who will deliver me from this evil heart of unbelief?" It was not until he came home, he heard a preacher in London, his heart was strangely warmed, and the evangelical awakening in Britain began. I wonder, do you know the Lord today? Have you this living experience? Or perhaps you have had this name, and you've had these words, and you've had this profession, and yet you don't know the Lord. Unless you come today, I want to warn you, the judgment day will find you out. But these people who come to the Lord on the judgment day, they also have works without faith. The Lord says in verse 22, many will come saying, "We have done wonderful works in your name." But it won't be enough. Works will never save. Works without faith do not count. Works without a relationship with Christ do not count. In 1 Corinthians 13, and the verses 1 through to 3, Paul talks about a people who have great tongues, who have great words, who have great gifts. In verse 3 he says, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Unless I have the love of God in my heart, even though I may do great things, it'll be worthless." There are things we can't depend upon to save us. We can't depend upon our good works. We can't depend upon our religion. Doesn't matter what our religion is. Can't depend upon it. We cannot depend upon our church going. We cannot depend upon our giving. We cannot depend upon our sacrificing. We cannot depend upon the good things that we do. We can depend upon nothing. There's only one that we can depend upon for salvation. And that's Jesus Christ. Faith in Christ alone is our only hope. That's what the judgment day is all about. Only those who are in Christ will have hope in that day. So if you examine your heart today, are you in Christ? Are you out of Christ? Are you saved? Are you unsaved? And if you don't know the Lord today, you come to Him. You come just as you are and you cry, "Lord, save me. I want to become a Christian." I pray that you will do this and that you will be prepared for that day when we will all stand before Christ. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.